Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Here We Are on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lucy Weston, and thank you for joining us on the Here We Are talk show. This is an interactive part of the Here We Are with Lucy.com family. The basis of our mission is to inspire you, support your personal growth, and make your busy life better, brighter, and easier. If you're interested in living well and saving time, I invite you to come by and subscribe. You'll be alerted to new content. It is free, and your information is never sold or shared. Plus, we know you're busy and prefer quality to quantity, so we don't bug you with constant updates. If you enjoy or learn from any of our Here We Are guests, please like it on Facebook, tweet it, plus one it, and share it with someone who might benefit from a particular show or topic. I do appreciate each and every share, so thank you in advance. It's Tuesday, May 15th, 2012, and today's show is Kelly Parisian, Pure Indulgence and Timeless Beauty. Kelly Parisian is the founder of Parisian's Pure Indulgence Organic Skincare. Kelly believes that every woman has a rare and unique beauty, all her own, and for the past 30 years, she's been assisting women to find theirs. After growing up in California, under the hot and shining sun, Kelly saw a need for a toxin-free product line that would benefit women with sensitive skin and at the same time benefit the environment. So whether it's enhancing women's beauty with the Parisian line of organic skincare or teaching them how to allow their inner beauty to shine through, she is a sought-after industry leader for beauty advice and innovative products. You can find out more or contact Kelly at www.parisianspureindulgence.com. And I'm going to spell that for you. That's Parisian, as in Nancy, S, pureindulgence.com. Listeners, we have a lot to cover, so I probably won't be taking calls during the show. But do note that Kelly will be offering a secret discount code word during the show, so stay tuned for that. Welcome, Kelly. Are you ready to talk all things beauty inside and out today?
I sure am, Lucy. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I am so happy to have you here, Kelly. And before we get into really the nitty-gritty and approaches, I think that it helps other women who listen to the show find out how you, as a successful business owner, started out in this whole area of organic skincare. How did you become the founder of your company?
Well, Lucy, I am happy to answer that for you. You mentioned it in the bio. You mentioned the word need. I had been a manicurist for 25 years, and I saw a need for a better quality of products to use on my clients. I have clients of all ages and all skin types, but the one thing I noticed is most women have sensitive skin. And I was looking to create a manicure for my customers that was more experiential, where they would come in and just feel like they had been pampered, and it just been, I like to call it a spa manicure. So in order to do that, I felt like I needed a line of products that would support that. I saw the need, and I went out and did a lot of research on what makes one product better than the other. I learned a lot. I found that there's many ingredients in products that I didn't know what they were. I wanted to know what they were. And one thing led to another through my research, and literally, Lucy, I found top-notch ingredients, and I brought them home, and I whipped up my first batch of sugared butter whip in my KitchenAid mixer here in my kitchen, experimenting until I came up with the right formulation, and I took it in and used it on my clients. They loved it, and it was because of them that it spurred me on to take my line further.
Well, you know, Kelly, that is as you were telling me that, I was making some notes, and I have to say, you just gave people in any, I think especially anybody starting any type of business, three major steps here. You said that you saw the need for an item, and then you did a lot of research, which I think is very important on any venture that you're doing, and then you experimented. So those are like really three key things. Thank you for sharing that. So it's the need, the research, and the experiment. Would you agree with that?
I would, absolutely.
I mean, it worked for you, right?
It worked for me.
It's almost like a little business class for women right now that you just gave. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, all right, so you, after you did those three things, you started to experiment. Just give us a brief thing on how did you start to sell it? You started to offer it to your clients, or did you just start to put it, you know, was the internet up and running at that time, or what were you doing?
No. You know, Lucy, I'm not going to tell you I came into doing this to create a product line. I didn't. I came in to have a better quality product to use on my own clients. It was because of them that it grew. They were the ones that said, Kelly, you know, I'll buy this. I'd like to buy this. I'd like to use this at home. And it was in December when I started it. And I thought to myself, you know, they're right. Why don't I sell this? So I researched again, and I bought some containers, and I learned about labeling. And so I made 30 containers of sugared butter whip the first week in December. And I said, you know, if I sell these before Christmas, that's great. I'll have a little extra Christmas money. And what turned out happening is that I ended up selling 200 containers in 3 weeks before Christmas. My daughters and I were whipping up sugar scrub every night when I got home for the next day. And it started there. I did formulate my first two products myself, but as I saw the need and the desire to grow and the desire to offer more and more extensive line, I realized, well, I'm going out of my area of expertise here, and I want to find somebody to align with me and my philosophy of keeping products very natural, toxin-free, of course. And so I researched a natural skin formulator, and now she and I collaborate together. And we are now up to 45 products in my line, and I'm thrilled. I'm so excited about that.
That's very encouraging, Kelly, because you started with one product, and I think that's an important part, that you didn't say, like, oh, I'm going to do all these things. You found one thing, and it was working for you, and you started to sell it, and you saw the beauty in that, no pun intended, of really how that can multiply from 30 jars, you said, to over 200, and you were selling it. And I must say, I was going to talk about this later, but I'll announce it now. I will be doing a giveaway this month at HereWeAreWithLucy.com for exactly what you talked about, the sugared buttered whip, which I have tried and I love, and it's fabulous. So, you know, so that's coming. So you can look for that, our listeners, on the blog. And, you know, so you developed, let me just get this out. You actually weren't an expert in this, but then you became an expert. And then when you realized, one of the most important things I think for women in business to understand is that sometimes you can't do everything. So you kind of let your gut lead you to this other woman who was the formulator, and you said, okay, and you continue to grow. Is that correct? Is that a good analysis of what you've been doing?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that I felt in a comfort zone in making a product that you would use on your hands. But when you're talking about a product that is used on the face, you have to have a real good background, a strong background. And I realized I did not have that. What I have is, my advantage is that I'm in front of women all the time. I know what they want. I know the results they're looking for. And so it was up to me at that point to go find somebody who could create a product line for me who would first of all, believe the way I do and give me a product that does give women the results they're looking for. And we've been doing it now successfully for 7 years. She's a genius, and we bring something to the table. We each bring something to the table. I know what the women want, what they're looking for, because I'm constantly in front of women, and she knows how to get that.
It's very symbiotic, very, very nice, and thank you for sharing that. So what is one thing that Kelly does every day, a habitual task, to grow your business?
You know, Lucy, I think I would answer that question by saying I stay in contact with my customers, one way or another. I'm a huge believer and supporter of social media, and one of the ways I stay in contact with my clients is through Facebook, my business page, my personal page, but that's not the only way. I send out a weekly newsletter. So during the week, I'm always mindful of my newsletter and what it is my customers might be interested in learning on the topic of beauty. And I send emails. I make calls. But, you know, it's very – business today is very relational. And so it's very important to stay in contact with your customers and let them know who you are and that you're approachable.
And that is very important. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, 10 years ago it wasn't easy to do, today with technology, if you can get yourself honed and like what you're saying, you can take advantage of it in a very good way, in a positive manner, it's instantaneous. So you really can almost be face-to-face with your customers, you know, virtually anyway. And you get feedback that way. It's a good thing. I know I use it a lot, and I know you use it a lot. And obviously from what you're telling us, it's working for you. What's the one thing that if someone was starting a business, and it does seem overwhelming at first for most people when you're starting with the social networking, what platform would you recommend? Would it be Facebook, Twitter, one of the others? What would you say somebody should absolutely be on?
I think you should be on whatever you're comfortable with. Not everybody's comfortable with Facebook. I personally started on Twitter. I was on Twitter 7 years ago, and I remember telling my friends that, oh, you know, I'm on Twitter, I'm doing this. And they looked at me like I was crazy. And now Twitter is huge, and everybody's using it. I have found more value in Facebook, and I'll tell you why. It's just more personal. First of all, you're inviting people to join you as friends who you have some sort of connection with, whether it's you know, a high school friend or a friend of a friend. I mean, you have some sort of connection. So I would recommend probably Facebook, but if you're not comfortable with that and putting out, you know, you have to use it regularly. You can't just do it once in a while. It has to be consistent. If you're not comfortable with that, I have gotten great results and feedback from my weekly newsletter. So that's the other form.
And that's something that isn't necessarily, right, you don't have to be, you know, there are a lot of newsletter platforms out there for people. You don't have to know, you know, HTML. It's easy to put together in many cases. And it does reach, you know, quite a few people, and you have people sign up. Now, I just want to, before we move on to talk about a little bit about branding, I do want to make a comment that I've also tried your Shea Brulee, and it is truly dreamy. I can't wait at night to put it on my hands. So real quick, Kelly, I know you discussed with, you know, about how you work with your formulator, but how do you know personally, and this can be applied to, you know, anybody with whatever business, whatever they're selling, but how do you know, what's that moment when you say this product is ready to go?
You know, when it gives you the result you're looking for, let's face it. I mean, I, like I said, work with a formulator. She sends me things to try constantly. And if I feel it's doing the job that my client is looking for, you know, whether it's, say, something to fade an age, a sunspot. We don't like to call them age spots. We call them sunspots. You know, if that's what I know. When I see, I send it out to my testers, and I test it myself. My daughters will test my products for me. When we test it and we see that it's giving the desired results, that's really when we know it's ready. And then we take it forward from there. And a lot of times we're introducing new scents based on a season. You want a scent that's lighter for the spring or summer versus winter, where you want maybe a little heavier, homier scent.
So basically you and your family and many testers are the guinea pigs.
Absolutely. My friends, my clients, my customers, anybody who I can give it to and say, tell me what you think about this. I'm about to release this. I'm thinking of releasing this. Which one do you, sometimes I give two and say, which one do you think, you know, which one would you prefer? Which one would you be more likely to use?
So, again, I'm hearing interaction, feedback.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, feedback, absolutely.
Now, okay, let's move to branding. Branding in business today is very, very important, and, you know, it's vital to any type of company. You put your name on every label, And many companies, you know, they have different, I guess, approaches. But when you were initially launching, Kelly, why didn't you select some arbitrary name like Silky Smooth Skincare or something that really didn't? I mean, you're Parisian Pure Indulgence, and it's you.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough thing to come up with. It's tough to come up with a name that you're going to be living with this for a long time. But I think I gave it a lot of thought and what would best reflect the experience of my products. For example, Pure, well, that's an easy, that's a given. It was vitally important to me that my products be pure, natural, toxin-free. And I'm proud to say we were doing this before it became the trend. So Pure was very easy. But then it was, okay, Pure what? Well, indulgence. Don't we all love to be indulged in some way? Wouldn't you love to feel like you've been at a spa all day, that you're pampering yourself, that you're indulging yourself? So that's how Pure Indulgence came to be.
Well, thank you for that. And I think that when you put your own name on it, it takes guts. And it also tells me when I see a product like that, that the person who's behind it stands behind that product.
Absolutely. And we do 100%.
So now you've been in business a while, as you told us. And I, you know, I'm sure by being virtue of being a woman in business and having this, you know, sort of experiencing the slump of, you know, the economy in the last 5 years, day-to-day challenges, share a little bit about how you handle these issues.
Well, you know, I think if we're honest, the past few years has, the economy has definitely had an effect on all retail businesses. And I would say that in the past 3 years has been our biggest challenge, finding new ways to market our product that are cost effective, keeping our expenses down, and still being able to offer our customers something really unique and special. And I think that, you know, we've found ways to do that. I think we're really positioned now for growth. I feel very grateful that during these rough times, we've kept our company going, and we're actually thriving. Yes, women aren't buying as much as they once did, and yes, they are, you know, price-focused, but women will always buy cosmetics, and so I feel very grateful to have started this business when I did, and I hope that answered your question.
It does, and you know, again, you're going to be offering a discount, so that helps a little bit for, you know, people who initially either are already followers of your products and users of your products, or someone who's listening who might want to try it new, so we'll be giving out that discount code soon. We can talk all day. We could do a whole show about creams and lotions and beauty, you know, treatments, but there's more to beauty than what we put on our skin. And there is something that it's about what comes from within. Can you share some tips on how women let their inner beauty shine through?
You know, Lucy, I can share some tips. And I have felt sort of moved into this direction for the last 2 years. When you asked that last question, I realized that you have to be able to be more than just a company that sells skincare products. At least I feel that way. I've felt moved in the direction of encouraging, not advising, but encouraging women to let their inner beauty just shine. And there's, you know, there's different forms of that, and yes, there's different tips. And I've regularly put out the question on my social media outlets, what makes a woman beautiful? And I can tell you what I think, but I put this out there yesterday. I put this very question out on Facebook, what makes a woman beautiful? And my dear friend Denise Casey shared it with her friends, and one of her friends said it so beautifully that I just have to share this.
Mm-hmm.
She said, a beautiful woman, be a beautiful woman, it's a deeply rooted, honest acceptance of herself, valuing her own strength without arrogance, but also embracing and accepting her own weaknesses without shame. She knows she is precious and that she's truly beloved. Hence, she acts accordingly. and is able to extend love and grace to others. I mean, there's your best beauty tip. There's your best beauty tip. I can sit here and talk for the next 15 minutes on beauty, inner beauty tips, but this is it. I think the word acceptance of herself, those words, those three words, are huge. When we can come to a place of accepting ourselves for our extra 20 pounds that we have on, or the fact that we have thin hair versus thick, or for me, acceptance comes from acknowledging who I am in God's eyes, frankly, and finding what it is that just brings me joy in life. And I've found a few things, and for me, it's constant growth, personal growth, spiritual growth. Beauty to me is the whole package of mind, body, and spirit. And when you're taking care of all three, you are going to just radiate beauty.
So let's expand on that approach to beauty.
Okay.
And the importance, if I hear you correctly, you're really also getting to the importance of wellness and health. And, you know, and that can be applied at every age of one's life cycle. Am I correct in that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's the food, and you said about, you know, what makes you happy. So it's about your joy, finding your joy. And I think that when people are happy, they look better.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, wellness is about taking care of the inside of your body as much as you take care of the outside. I mean, let's face it, you can put all the creams on your face that you want, but if you're eating junk food all day, you're smoking, you're drinking excessively, it's going to come out. It's going to show. You're not going to feel good. And when you don't feel good, you don't put out to the world beauty or wellness. You just don't. So taking care of the inside can mean watching your diet. I'm not talking that you have to be, you know, rail thin to be beautiful. I know women of all ages and all sizes. They're absolutely gorgeous. One of the most beautiful women I know is probably about 82 years old right now. And what makes her beautiful is her compassion and her kindness and her interest in everything you have to say, her ability to listen and respond in just such a loving manner. That's what makes her beautiful. And that's what I would like to live up to.
And that's wonderful. And I'm glad you used your friend as an example. And again, I'm hearing interaction, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That she's listening and she's putting herself out there. And it doesn't sound to me like at you said she's 82 that she's shrinking. You know, there's a thing that women do, especially as they age, that they shrink. They don't, you know, they maybe feel a little bit more invisible, or because of the advertising that we're bombarded with, and television and movies. But the fact is that this woman obviously is an example of not doing that, and you know, holding her own. And it doesn't matter how old she is. And that's really wonderful to hear.
She just has such a beautiful heart. And that was another word that came up when I posted the question out in Facebook world, what makes a woman beautiful? And most people would agree that it's a heart issue. It really is. Where is your heart? Are you others focused, or are you focused only on yourself? And when you're others focused, that to me is truly a beautiful woman.
And I agree with that, and I think it's important to always be putting yourself out there to help other people. And in helping other people, it makes you feel good, and then it just sort of this cycle that starts, and then it just, there's something about it. And when you feel good, you smile more and you share more, and it just sort of all goes hand in hand. So you're right. I like what you said. It doesn't matter what you put on your face. If your inside is not, you know, feeling good, the outside's not going to look good.
Well, and you bring up a really perfect beauty tip, right, what you just said, and that's to smile. You would be so surprised at what that does for you. Smiling or finding the humor in any situation, I think, is a huge tip. It's a huge beauty tip. I mean, I know when I'm on the phone with my best friend, and perhaps one of us is going through a difficult time, and we'll just take and make a funny out of it. You know, we'll find the humor in it. And just laughing and letting go of you know, releasing whatever it is, that tension, laughter, smiling, those are beauty tips in my eyes.
I agree with you. I think that also comes with time too, that you get to be able to laugh and put things in perspective. That there's something like, you know, like in the scope of things, it's not really a big thing. Or even if in that moment in your day, whatever it is you're going through might seem important, but in the bigger scope, it's not. And if you can laugh and smile about it, it lightens the whole experience of it, whether it's, you know, good, bad, or ugly. So would you say that is that one superficial asset that every woman would do well to have and use in her daily life, is to be able to laugh? Or is there another
to
you
laugh,
can offer as well?
You know, I think one of the things that makes a woman beautiful is confidence. And the way you gain confidence is through setting a goal for yourself and completing. Anytime you complete a goal, you feel good about the fact that you've completed it. And it's a confidence builder. And when a woman is confident and feels good about herself inside, and let's face it, outside too. I mean, we all know when you take the time to put on a great outfit, put on a little makeup, do your hair, and you're feeling good on the inside too. People notice that, and people are very drawn to it. But I've heard over and over from men and women alike that confidence, it creates a beautiful woman.
Well, you know, thank you, Kelly, for sharing that, because coming from, you know, an industry leader in the beauty business, to say that it's not a beauty product that you're making, but it's confidence that comes from within, that's a very bold statement. And I appreciate that you would, you know, say that. And I think that I can see why your brand is doing well, and what you're putting out there is your message, besides, you know, fabulous products. So again, the non-superficial asset is confidence. And I agree with you. And goals are very important, you know, writing them down and accomplishing them, even if it's not on the same time schedule as you thought, but getting to them makes you feel a certain way, that the next goal is easier, and then the next one, and it's just a cycle that goes on. So regarding reinvention of yourself, Kelly, or oneself, not just necessarily you, women today, you know, we hear about that this is all very doable, and you can do this, and you can live the life you want. Is that really true? Do you agree?
I think you can, and I think today reinventing ourselves perhaps can be even a necessity in this economy. But whether you're reinventing yourself for business or whether you're just doing something to challenge yourself, I think that I have found tremendous value in that. I feel in life that you should constantly, for me, and I'm talking personally for me, I constantly need to be challenging myself to learn something new. And when I've, you know, mastered it, what a huge confidence builder. I'll tell you, recently for me, it's been ballroom dancing. I went into ballroom dancing completely green. And the first few times I got out there, oh my gosh, I felt like just a fool. You know, your feet are not doing what you want them to do. Mm-hmm. And anyway, you know, you have to be able to take that risk, though. And that, for me, was taking a huge risk to go out there and make a fool of myself for the first few times. Whenever you challenge yourself, and after a year, I got to a level where I felt comfortable, a comfortable social dancer. I'm not anything great, but I just felt so beautiful and elegant and graceful out there on the dance floor. That was a huge confidence builder for me. And I encourage women all the time, learn something new. Take something on that you've always wanted to do that makes you totally uncomfortable and master it. And once you do, that's a huge confidence builder.
Now, Kelly, I just want to get something out, and thank you for sharing that. I think it's a very important point. Let's give out the discount code, because we're getting a little tight on time, but I am going to continue
okay.
with you. But just while we're on the streaming, so
okay.
that everybody can pick this up who's listening live, what's the discount code, and tell us about that?
The discount code is the word confidence.
Ah.
And appropriate, right? And we are going to offer anybody who makes a purchase at Parisian's Pure Indulgence web store a 20% discount from now, today's the 15th of May, until the end of June, June 30th, of 20% on any purchase of $20 or more.
Wow, that's very good.
So that's all take us up on it.
Okay, so that's 20% on any $20 purchase, and from May 15th today to June 30th of the of 2012, and the word is confidence. Now, we are going to keep streaming, so on recording, actually, we're going to lose the stream in about 10 seconds. And Kelly, so let's thank you for telling us about the ballroom dancing, and I think that is really, really important to always be learning and find something. And everybody has a dream that you maybe didn't get to do when you were 15 or 30, and whatever it is, it's never too late to start. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, Lucy.
Yeah, and you're living it. You're living proof of this.
Start it today.
I agree with you. Start it today. Now we've been talking about, how you came to be, how to get this product, and your and all your products and your business off the ground, and how what your philosophy is and your approach. What's on the horizon for you and Parisian Pure Indulgence? What's coming up? What should your customers and listeners be looking for?
Well, we're excited that by the end of the year, and hopefully sooner than that, we are going to be introducing a rewards program for our customers, where if you make a certain amount of purchases, you will get free product. So that's something we're excited about. Of course, we will continue to release and launch new exciting products for anti-aging, for sensitive skin, and we're just going to keep doing what we're doing and keep in front of you and keep giving you what you want. And I'm open to hearing from my customers. If there is a product that you want to see happen, if there's a skin issue you're dealing with, let us know. And we will work towards formulating a product that addresses it.
Well, that's wonderful, and I'd love a rewards program. I have to tell you, I have a black belt in shopping, Kelly. So when there's a rewards program for some store or product line that I really like, that is a very big enticement to me to go back, and I'm sure you're going to find a lot of success with that, and I'm sure I'm not alone with this, especially in today's economy, and it just really works. So please keep me – I'm already a subscriber to your newsletter, so I'll be on the lookout for that. And for people who aren't on Kelly's newsletter, please go to and I'm going to give you the website again, but I'll tell you now. It's www.parisianspureindulgence.com. And, sign up for the newsletter, and Kelly always offers a lot of great information and even some fun recipes I've gotten out of the newsletter from reading it over the years. Now, we have a few minutes left, and obviously we're still recording. We're not live, but I want you to share with us something that we might have just glossed over, or anything you think that is essential to tell the listeners before we start to wrap up our conversation.
Lucy, I think we've covered a lot. I think if I wanted to just share one thing is focus on the inside. Focus on what makes you beautiful. Internally versus externally. If you do that, it's going to radiate to the outside. It is. Keep learning, keep growing, take a hard look at yourself from time to time. Am I getting the result I'm looking for? In my own personal life, I've kept a vision board nearby where I ask myself regularly. I've put things out there that I want to create in my life, so I look at my vision board periodically and I say, is what I'm doing right now getting me closer to those visions that I have for my life? So I would just encourage other women to do something similar. Doesn't have to be exactly what I do, but something similar.
And there's a lot. You just listed quite a few things that they could choose from, and I think that you're right about, it's the inside versus the outside. And a lot of times, we hear it or you're told, it might sound a little cliche, but I really do agree that it's true, and there is something about learning, growing, reflecting, looking at the results, so you have to be introspective. And I love a vision board. I didn't know you used one, and I'm learning this from you, and I use one, and it does, if anyone is listening and is skeptical about it, just try it. Start a vision board, put some things up on it. You can even do it on Pinterest. You don't have to, have an actual cut things out of a magazine or whatever. Just do it on Pinterest. If you see things, pin it up. It's amazing. And Kelly, you've obviously experienced this. I think you'll agree with me that really does work. Things start to come to you.
Absolutely, it does. And, I mentioned this in a recent newsletter. I think I put 18 different things in. Let me tell you, they're not stuff. It's not, I want a
diamond
ring.
It's not about stuff. No.
not about stuff at all. It's about what you want in your life, whether it's you want to do more travel or you want to have more peace or harmony in your life. Or it can be whatever you personally want. But when you have it visually to look at anytime, and mine is in my bedroom, on my mirror, and I look at it and I go periodically, not every moment of every day, but periodically I take stock and I look and say, what am I doing right now? Is it getting me closer to feeling more tranquil, or is it getting me closer to that trip that I'm hoping to take one day? And if it's not, well, then I need to make an adjustment. I need to make a shift in what I'm doing.
And that's very good advice. And you're right. It isn't about stuff. It's about achieving certain feelings. And for me, I like to experiment and cook. So sometimes on my Pinterest, I have a specific board that says recipes I'll try. And I've actually been working my way through. And some have been successful and some haven't. But that's not the objective. The objective is to just have the experience. And when I try those recipes, it makes me feel, very happy. So there is something to that. And I hope that, we went on a little bit about this, but I hope that helps other women. And to learn more or contact Kelly, listeners, you can go again to www.parisianspureindulgence.com. And again, I'll spell it. That's P-A-R-I-S-I-A-N, as in Nancy, S-pureindulgence.com. Thank you, Kelly. I believe you've just helped other women look and feel better, and they've also gained valuable business insight through this conversation.
Thank you, Lucy. I really enjoyed our time together.
Oh, me too. And listeners, I understand that every minute counts, and we hope our radio shows and lifestyle information at HereWeAreWithLucy.com help to make your life better, brighter, and easier. And no matter the topic, we do want you to come away with valuable information that you can implement into your busy life, because here we are together on this journey. So let's live it well. I'm Lucy Weston, and I'm so happy you've joined me. Thank you for sharing your time with us on the Here We Are Talk Show.